broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to the Giant Center in Hershey. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the PIAA Basketball 5A Girls Championship as WPIL champion South Fayette takes on District 12 champion and four-time defending state champion Archbishop Wood. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. This is about our 40th basketball playoff broadcast this season. And, of course, this is our final basketball playoff broadcast this season. Off the top, a huge thank you to the PIAA executive staff for their accommodations, as well as to Dan Strawhecker here at the Giant Center. Dave Anthony is producing in our downtown Washington studios tonight. Dawn Rebel, among others, called Archbishop Wood a juggernaut. Tonight, the Vikings look to do something that's never been done, win five straight PIAA girls basketball championships. Allentown Central Catholic won four in a row from 2001 through 2004, and Archbishop Wood has won the last four in a row. South Fayette has never won a girls basketball state title, having lost to Archbishop Wood in the finals 2 years ago. That seven-point final margin, the closest anyone's been in the finals ever in Archbishop Wood's nine championship victories, all starting in 2010. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. By the Warchel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, proudly supporting the South Fayette Lions. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. We'll take a look at all of the PIAA championship scores, and we'll run down the starting lineups a few minutes down the road when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Back at the Giant Center, only two games left to be played in the 12-game, 3-day championship festival here at the Giant Center. Those games are our upcoming 5A girls title game and the 6A boys championship between two District 12 teams, Father Judge and Roman Catholic. It was Roman Catholic who eliminated Upper St. Clair in the semifinals. So run down what has happened so far here at the Giant Center this championship weekend. 6A boys coming up at an 8 o'clock tip-off here at the Giant Center. The 5A boys championship won by Newman Goretti, the District 12 titleist, 85-71 win over Hershey. It was Hershey who eliminated Chartiers Valley. 4A boys title goes to District 12 champion Devon Prep, 55-39 winner over District 3 champion Berks Catholic. Berks Catholic eliminated WPIL runner-up North Catholic in the semifinals. just a little while ago here at the Giant Center, the 3A Boys Championship won by District 12 titleist West Catholic, 60-51 over South Allegheny. The Gladiators led at the half but could not protect that. West Catholic with about an 8-0 run to start the second half, and they went on to get the victory. 2A Boys title goes to District 3 runner-up Linville Hill Christian, 55-54 winner over WPIL third-place finisher Sewickley Academy. And the 1A championship goes to WPIL champion the Neighborhood Academy, beating Sankofa Freedom out of District 12 by a 60-51 final score on Thursday, that the early afternoon game. Slip over to the girls' side, final game as Pete Serio, head coach of the Upper St. Clair Panthers, storybook finish just not quite there. Rolling second half clock, Perk Yeoman Valley, the District 1 champion, rolling Upper St. Clair 58-27 in the title game. 5A girls coming up, as we mentioned, South Fayette and Archbishop Wood. The 4A championship goes to Newman Goretti, District 12 runner-up. The Saints, a 48-45 winner over District 12 third-place finisher Lansdale Catholic. Lansdale eliminated WPIL third-place finisher North Catholic in the semifinals. 3A girls championship goes to Loyal Sauk Township, the District 4 titleist, 55-43 winners over Shadyside Academy. Shadyside Academy Bulldogs, the WPIL runner-up. 2A girls title goes to District 5's Berlin Brothers Valley, 62-50 over District 6 champion Bishop McCourt. And the 1A championship goes to District 6 titleist Bishop Guilfoyle, 53-34 winner over Linville Hill Christian. WPIL in 1A girls did not have anybody get past the second round. In 2A girls, nobody passed the second round, so the final eight did not include a WPIL team in either of those brackets. 3A girls, Shadyside Academy and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart played each other in the semifinals. In the 4A girls, only North Catholic got to the semis, but Oakland Catholic and Blackhawk also made the quarters. North Catholic beat Blackhawk in their quarterfinal matchup. 5A girls, WPIL's champion and runner-up went to the semis, and South Fayette avenged their championship game loss to Peters Township, knocking off the Indians 50-36 in the semis to get here tonight. And in 6A, only Upper St. Clair girls got to pass the second round, and that's because only three made it to begin with. Norwin lost in the first round, and Upper St. Clair beat Canna McMillan in round number two. On the boys' side, Neighborhood Academy and Aquinas Academy both made it into the quarters. Sarah Catholic also a first-round winner on the boys' side in 1A. In 2A, the bottom half of the bracket, all WPIL, all four quarters, both semifinalists, and Sewickley Academy coming here. But there were also other teams. Neshanic made a first-round winner. Union a first-round winner. Northgate actually reached the quarterfinals. So five of the final eight in 2A boys hailing from the WPIAL. In 3A, South Allegheny and Aliquippa both made the quarters, played each other in the semis. South Allegheny a 36-31 winner in the semi to come here and ended up losing to West Catholic. Also first-round winners, Shadyside Academy and Mohawk on the 3A boys front. 4A boys, WPIL champion Bill Vernon eliminated in the second round, as was Beaver. Beaver losing to North Catholic. The Trojans went on to the state semifinals before losing to Berks Catholic. 5A boys, Peters Township, Chartiers Valley, Montour, and Latrobe, all first-round winners in the 5A boys bracket. Peters Township eliminated at that point. Char Valley beat Montour in that second round, and Latrobe lost to Johnstown in that second round. And on the 6A boys, only Upper St. Clair getting past the first round, Mount Lebanon, Newcastle, and Pittsburgh Central Catholic all losing their first round games. Both teams on the floor. Shoot around is taking place. Good time to tell you that Our broadcast is presented under rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little history for Archbishop Wood, how they got here, and how they keep getting here. That's coming your way when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Colusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Colusi.com.
Wartchell Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wartchell and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know, people you trust. Wartchell Funeral Home off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of the South Fayette Lions.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since the PIAA basketball playoffs began, no girls team has won five in a row. And, of course, it's an outstanding achievement. Girls basketball playoffs have been played every year by the PIAA starting in 1973. And Allentown Central Catholic beat Sharpsville 65-38 at the Farm Show Arena to win the first ever girls PIAA basketball championship. But state association has been hosting basketball championship games since 1920 on the boys' side and 1973 on the girls' side. Archbishop Wood coming in having won four in a row to get to this point, including a win over South Fayette 2 years ago. Since Archbishop Wood first made the PIAA championships in 2010, they have missed twice making it here. Of course, that doesn't count 2020 and the COVID tournament, because we played through two rounds and were ready to go to the quarterfinals when the whole world came to a stop. And so I'll not count that, but twice, 2013, 2019, Archbishop Wood failed to reach the championship game. They've won nine titles, including wins in 2010 against Indiana, 2017 against Trinity, and 2 years ago against South Fayette. I mentioned in our open that the seven-point margin of victory for Archbishop Wood against South Fayette 2 years ago was the narrowest in any of their nine championships. Runners-up as well. Three other years of note involving WPIL teams, runner-up to Blackhawk in 2014 and 2015, and 3 years later against the Mars Area Planets. Archbishop Wood comes in tonight, winners of five games in a row and eight of their last nine, 20 of their last 23. And those three losses, January 20th to Perkiomen Valley, who, by the way, won the 6A Girls Championship last night. January 31st to Newman Goretti, who won the 4A Girls Championship. And on February 17th against Archbishop Carroll, who went to the PIAA semifinals in 6A, losing to Perkiomen Valley. South Fayette, meanwhile, has won 4 in a row and 20 of their last 21. The only loss in that stretch to WPIL champion Peters Township in the Peterson Event Center in the WPIL final. Only other loss on this 28-2 season for Brian Bennett and the South Fayette girls. A late December loss at down at Tampa Bay against St. Mary's out of New York. Archbishop Wood 22-7 on the year, but started the year 2-4. Bunch of games outside the PIAA District 12 action. Wins against Catholic and Mount Zion Prep Academy, but losses to Sidwell Friends, Winter Haven, Purcell Marion, and Valor Christian. Beat Brookswood out of British Columbia, starting a 9-game win streak that includes victories against Lansdale Catholic and Cardinal O'Hara, among others. Then lost to Perkiomen Valley, beat Archbishop Carroll and West Catholic, lost to Newman Goretti, wins against Bonner Prendergast, Conwell Egan, Nazareth Academy before losing to Archbishop Carroll. And now the Vikings on this 5-game win streak. And those wins in the state playoffs include victories over District 1 7th-place finisher Lower Moreland by 45, over District 1 3rd-place finisher Villa Maria Academy, and those two have state history as well. A 58-32, the margin there, 26-point victory. Let's go to 34 points, beating District 11 champion Bethlehem Catholic, and 33 points in the semifinal win against District 2 champion Crestwood. Archbishop Wood rolling on all fronts. South Fayette, since losing to Peters Township in the WPIL final, the Lions have been on a mission. Their 4 straight playoff victories in the PIAA tournament. 2 against District 3 teams. Beat the 7th place finisher Lower Dauphin 56-21 to open. That's a 35-point win. 29 points better than District 3 3rd place finisher West York. 18 points better than District 6 champion Hollidaysburg. And then 14 points better than Peters Township last Saturday to win the semifinal matchup, win the rematch with the Indians, and make their way here to the Giant Center for the second time in 3 seasons. This is our final basketball playoff game of the year. I mentioned a little earlier that it's 40-some basketball playoff games this year. It's the most that we have ever done, and certainly appreciate Jason Tennant, Nate Rigotti, our production partners from Green Sports, who helped make the WJPA Sports Network possible, our colleagues at the NFHS Network, who we've been partnered with now for over a year, and certainly appreciate their efforts and the opportunity to work together and not only cover Washington, Southern Allegheny, Greene County, Western Fayette and Westmoreland counties, but also to do some statewide work as well with the NFHS Network. We certainly appreciate that. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you, as always, by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And I want to say a special thanks to our sponsor group tonight, who have made it possible for us to be here once again. Good Orthodontics, Calusi Chevrolet, the Wortschel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, Washington and Jefferson College, CNX Dreamfields, Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, Washington Financial Bank, and Washington County College Center. Some preliminary celebrations happening here at the Giant Center. Crowd is either late arriving or we're going to be pretty quiet gymnasium and auditorium here at the Giant Center tonight. Not a whole lot of folks here. Had a great crowd, I will tell you, for the South Allegheny matchup a little earlier this afternoon. That was the 2:00 game in the 4-game set today. West Catholic beating South Allegheny 60-51, and both the West Catholic and South Allegheny with big contingents here. Newman Goretti beat Lansdale Catholic 48-45 earlier. NCAA tournament action continues. Our coverage of the men's and women's tournaments on the WJPA AM side continues. So women's action this afternoon, Sweet 16 action, and little technical issues from the network, but got that rectified in time for the second game. And then men's Elite Eight action should be just about underway as well. Our coverage will continue tomorrow with two men's regional finals, two women's regional finals on the docket for Monday. And then Pirates baseball Tuesday and Wednesday, NIT finals on Thursday on WJPA AM. And then the Pirates home opener next Friday, and then we'll join the women's Final Four immediately following the Pirates game. Men's Final Four Saturday a week from today, the women's championship on April 6th, and the March Madness wraps up on Monday night, April the 7th. And already baseball and softball section action is underway. Now we're going to have a little different order of activities here. We're going to get the introduction here at the arena before the national anthem. Starters being introduced to the crowd here. We'll run those down for you momentarily. Had a chance a little earlier today to see Dory Oldaker, the former head coach at Mount Lebanon. We're here with Dory and the Blue Devils a couple of years back. Brian Bennett, South Fayette Lions squad introduced. I'll run those for you here, and we'll probably do that after the break. And now for Mike McDonald and Archbishop Wood. And I apologize, multiple requests for detailed statistic information from Wood was unreturned. And so we'll share what we have, what we know, and we'll do our very best to keep you up to date on those kind of numbers. Our game officials, Vicki Markowitz, Tracy Cornelius, and Dennis Detweiler will handle things for the PIAA. Starting lineups for you when we come back to the Giants Center and get ready for the 5A Girls Championship on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Bird. our national anthem here at the Giants Center. Starting lineups for South Fayette, Layla Wright, a 5'10 sophomore, 5'8 junior, Haley Lamondi, 5'10 senior, Sierra Rexroad, 5'11 junior, Juliet LaRue, and her 12 points a game, and 5'10 junior, Ryan Oldicker. Oldicker and LaRue among those who saw action in the championship matchup 2 years ago. On the other side, for Archbishop Wood, a little fire plug, 6-foot sophomore Ryan Carter, 5'7 junior Sophia Topakis, 5'6 sophomore Michaela Finnegan, 5'10 sophomore Emma Seckinger, and a 6-foot senior Emily Nouse. Game officials say they're ready to go. Both teams on the floor in the center circle. Two jumpers. We are ready to go. Opening tip is going to be controlled by Archbishop Wood. Left side, it's now up top to Carter. Get the ball to the three-point line. Finnegan. Carter blows by right to the rim, off the window and in. Ryan Carter with the deuce. The Lions throw the ball away. Ball gets passed. 2-0 lead for Archbishop Wood. One of the things Brian Bennett told several writers and us as well, that wants to make sure that some of the fun that this trip is enjoyed and then get to the game. And that's what the Lions have done. Seckinger in front. Shot partially blocked, then touched out of bounds. Ryan Oldicker there to make sure that the Seckinger wasn't able to stay in bounds and catch that loose ball, and so a turnover comes back the other way. Here comes Layla Wright up across the timeline. Picked up there by Carter, Lamondi, LaRue, and now near side. Feet underneath, off the window, in, out, and back home. A bucket for Juliet LaRue. Game tied at 2. A minute in. Carter, long bounce pass for the Vikings. Gets it back. Starts to drive inside the line. Spinorama, triple team. Kick back out. Finnegan for 3. Off the iron, no good. Rebound for South Fayette. Coming up the floor. Layla Wright with a little blow by. Dish it back to Lamondi. Get it inside. Nice pass across the paint. Up and in goes Sierra Rexroad on a beautiful feed from Oldicker. 4-2, South Fayette in front. 6:25 to play, opening quarter. Left wing, it's Finnegan. Cutter goes through. Well covered there by Rexroad. Ball inside, then back around. 3 ball in flight. Topakis off back iron. Rebound Layla Wright for the Lions. Push it into the middle of the floor through the Giants Center logo. Keep the dribble alive. And Ryan Carter steps into her and blocks her and is called for the game's first foul. Sideline inbound. Oldicker to inbound. Archbishop Wood in a man-to-man matchup. It's Carter and Wright. Wright takes the inbound. Trying to get by Carter. Takes it down low. Step into the lane. Lost the handle and an offensive foul call. Wright just a little too much body contact initiated there. Tagged with the first foul on South Fayette. South Fayette matched up now. Man to man. Ball goes right side by Nouse. Bring it this way to Pekas. Back around. Nouse, 3 ball in flight. It's good. And with that, Archbishop Wood in front. 5-4. Right to the top of the key. Hand off. Oldicker, ball stripped to Pekas. Oldicker trying to recover. Blocks the shot. Wright grabs the loose change. Behind everybody is Rexroad. Down the lane. Off the window and in. Good job there by Layla Wright to see that Rexroad was behind everybody to get the lay-in. 6-5 South Fayette plus 1. 5:10 to play opening quarter. Nouse Finds a cutter up top at Seckinger. Back to Nouse, trying to get by Wright. Cut off. Diagonal pass across. Three ball in flight. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound to Pekas in the far corner. Tried to get it back in, and that pass is picked off. Tipped by Oedeker, controlled by Lamondi. Wright up across the timeline. Avoids a double team. On the dribble, working against Seckinger. Threw the ball to the corner, and nobody home. Second time the South Fayette squad has just thrown the ball away. Checking in now, Ella Vieira is going to come onto the floor. And Wright going to get a breather. And looks like Sophia McDonald will come on for Archbishop Wood as Seckinger takes a breather. 4:40 to play, opening quarter, 6-5. South Fayette leads. Vikings get the ball across the timeline now. So on the patient dribble, crossover, gets a screen, little give and go, pass is denied. Good job there by Rexra, then reached in, knocked the ball loose again, but Nouse ends up with a loose change. Nouse, first touch for McDonald on the offensive end, brings it left side. Finnegan finds Nouse, little fade away from 12, in and out. She doesn't follow, and a rebound grab. Here comes Vieira up the floor. What a spark she provided in that semifinal win against Peters Township. Penetration, shot, bucket, and a foul. Lamondi going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. 3:59 to play. Opening quarter, South Fayette 8. And Archbishop Wood 5. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Calusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Calusi.com.
Media timeout here at the Giants Center. The foul on Sophia Topakis, her first, team second. And Rahaley Lamondi at the foul line for the old-fashioned three-point play. 77% free throw shooter nails the foul shot. South Fayette up 9-5. 3:50 to play, opening quarter. Diagonal pass into the far corner goes to Finnegan. Bring it back to the near side and now to Nouse. Foul line extended. Ella Vieira all over her. Great blanket defense. Ball to Topakis. She'll take it right side, but abandon that. Bring it back into the middle of the floor. Topakis, near side of McDonald. Can't get to the paint. Cut off. Great defense. Out on the step through by Carter. Shot misses. Gets her own rebound. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Misses. And four Lions there this time. Ella Vieira with the rebound. Going back one on four. Vieira circles back around, avoid to get cut off. Bounce pass gets through. Oedeker shot partially blocked. Nouse with the block and the ball out to Carter. Lions didn't really get a great look that time, and now Layla Wright cut off Carter 50 feet from the basket. She's defending, and Layla Wright is going to pick up her second personal foul. Two fouls on South Fayette, both of them on Layla Wright, and she's going to sit. Juliet LaRue back on the floor. South Fayette up 9-5, 2:55 to play first quarter. Nouse in the midcourt. Alexa Ankrum on the floor now for South Fayette. Three ball, long, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lions. Down coast to coast goes LaRue. That won't go. Rebound and a put back for Alexa Ankrum. She averages three boards a game and puts the Lions up 11-5. Feed into the corner. Topekas had to reach back and save that. Nouse and Topekas weren't on the same page, but Archbishop Wood keeps the possession, almost threw it away, and now a reach in by LaRue, hassling McDonald. McDonald gets the loose ball, picks up her dribble, give it off to Carter. One to go back, and now Carter's going to step through, shot up and in. Her second field goal, now 11-7, 2:05 to play first period. South Fayette with the four-point lead. Across the timeline, Oedeker. Give it off to LaRue. Had to reach out and save that. A little reach in by McDonald. Ankrum. And now to Lamondi. Pick up the dribble. Ankrum looks for a cutter. Hand off. Oedeker. Trouble and a reach in foul going to be called. Third foul on Archbishop Wood. And Topekas going to pick up her second foul. So not a lot of foul calls in this opening quarter, but each team with a player with two. Topekas, who will take a seat now, and Layla Wright for South Fayette, who's already on the seat with a couple. And now Ella Vieira will key the inbound play right at the hash mark far side. Step around one defender. The ball off to LaRue. Now Vieira trying to split a double team, has the ball stolen. Now takes the feed, finds Carter cutting. Carter air ball over the iron. And then a bounce out of bounds. The ball's going to be ruled last touch by South Fayette. Good call there, I believe. Sure looked at like that's what had happened, that possibly LaRue touched it last. Archbishop Wood to key the inbound play, wearing the home white jerseys and shorts, green, dark green trim. Lions, it's the inverse of that. Carter, drop step, fade away, misses everything, and caught out of the air by Haley Lamondi. Crossover by Lamondi. Take it down deep off the side of the backboard. No good. Emma Seckinger came from out of bounds and grabbed the rebound. Finds Carter behind everybody, and Ryan Carter with the lay-in. She has six. And now Archbishop Wood back to within two. Long inbound feed for South Fayette. Shot won't go for LaRue. Rebound putback won't go for LaRue. And Nouse cleans the glass. Had time to set maybe for a little better look on that second effort anyway. Three ball near side. Yogis rolls it across the iron, heading for the far corner. And a pushing foul called on South Fayette. I think Ryan Oedeker is going to get called for the foul here. And it will be. It's her first, team's third. Here, Rex Road checks back in for South Fayette. Alexa Ankrum goes out. 40 seconds to go, first quarter, 11-9 lead for South Fayette. Led by 11-5, but a couple of back-to-back baskets. Oh, and again, another inbounder comes from out of bounds without getting both feet down and takes control of the ball. Shot blocked by Ella Vieira. Ball goes ahead, stopped by LaRue, up at the left hand on the back of the rim and in. Juliette LaRue has four. South Fayette up 13-9. Carter making her way, walking through backcourt with the dribble. Vieira's on her. Crosses over, gets by, feed it near side. McDonald on into the corner for a three by Finnegan, won't go. Carter rebounds and scores. She has been a handful. The 6-foot sophomore pulls Archbishop Wood back to within two at the end of the quarter. South Fayette 13, Archbishop Wood 11 after one. More on the 5A Girls Championship here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Wartchell Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wartchell and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know, people you trust. Wartchell Funeral Home off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of the South Fayette Lions.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Our high school basketball coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network started back right around the holidays, the Trinity Holiday Basketball Classic. Cannon McMillan, Wash High, Trinity, and Albert Gallatin. And some 40 playoff games later, here we are once again at the Giant Center. And South Fayette is plus two after 8 minutes. The Lions will start with the basketball. On the possession arrow, Archbishop Wood controlling the opening tip. The Lions out there ready to inbound, and officials say, well, we're not quite ready yet. Extended quarter break. And now the Lions ran to their sideline. Now they're going to have to run back and set the inbound this. Again, Vicky Markowitz, Tracy Cornelius, and Dennis Detweiler, PIAA game officials. And we must be on a two-minute quarter break, but did not get that word. But that's all right. Appreciate the assistance from the PIAA executive staff with some late accommodation changes. South Fayette with a two-point lead, and the Lions inbound the basketball. Ella Vieira's had her pocket picked a couple of times. Now picks up her dribble and Carter does it again. Carter going in on left side, misses the lay-in. Juliet LaRue back checking with the rebound, and Carter is shaken up back underneath the basket. Spinorama by LaRue, won't go. Rebound shot blocked. And a foul going to be called, and it's going to be a couple of free throws, and Carter going to limp her way to the defensive end of the floor. Emma Seckinger, her first foul of the second quarter. Juliet LaRue, a 72% free throw shooter, goes to the line. South Fayette has the only foul shots of the game. That's the second one earlier taken by Haley Lamondi to finish a three-point play. And Carter is going to sub out. She has a problem with her right ankle or calf. 14-11, South Fayette. Second free throw hard off the rim. Battle for the rebound. Oldicker can't get to it before Nouse does. LaRue one of two on that trip to the charity stripe. Now springs the ball across the timeline. Carter going to limp her way back up to the coaches area on the Archbishop Wood bench. Now it's a little delay. Try to feed it out. That pass was blocked by LaRue, but eventually around the perimeter. Topekas brings it back near side, and Nouse has it. Get it underneath the three-point line. Dribble picked up by Yogis, and then ball stolen away. Lamondi, get it ahead to LaRue. Stops, tries to let traffic clear, misses that. Tie up on the rebound, and these officials are going to let him fight it out and then call a foul. Apparently felt that the rebounder was able to keep from being, quote, tied up. Oldicker picks up her second foul. And she's going to get a seat now. Lucy Lemondola on the floor for the first time here in the championship game. 14-11, South Fayette leading Archbishop Wood. Just over a minute gone in this second quarter. Ryan Carter is checked back in. She has 8 of the 11 Vikings points. Crossover. Got by Vieira. Diagonal pass. Nouse for three. That's off the rim. Won't go. Battle for the rebound. Vieira going to get it. A pushing foul going to be called. This foul on Michaela Finnegan pushing Vieira. Two fouls on Wood in the second period. Finnegan, a 5'6 sophomore. Archbishop Wood trying to win their fifth consecutive PIAA Girls Championship. Lamondola, pass it off. Lamondi on the right wing, dribbles into traffic. Wrap it around to Rex Road to the baseline. She's double-teamed. Finds a cutter. LaRue get the ball in the circle. LaMondi to the hoop goes Rex Roden, lost the handle, goes right to Ryan Carter. 14-11, South Fayette plus three. Carter, Euro step around traffic. She's to double digits now with 10. She has 10 of the 13 Wood points. Three ball near side, good for LaMondi. She's got six, and South Fayette up 17-13 as we click under 6 minutes to play in this first quarter. Carter, scoop shot won't go. Trying to go all by herself, but that doesn't work. Missed the shot, and the Lions there to rebound it. Amendola on the dribble. Bad pass intended for LaRue. Way off the mark and too close, too hard, and out of bounds. Third time today, Lions on offense, unpressured, have thrown the ball away. 17-13, South Fayette trying to stop Archbishop Wood's championship game win streak. Carter keeps it. The Lions let her go. Take it to the rack and score. Ryan Carter with a dozen. 17-15, South Fayette plus two. Lamadola took a bump. Play on is the ruling. Loose ball grabbed by Michaela Finnegan. Finds a cutter. McDonald stops down low. Her shot won't go to rebound. Vieira cleans it out. Avoids getting cut off, but a pass behind the target. Sophia McDonald back in for a layup and a tie. Pressure starting to bother the Lions here. Tied for the second time in the game. 17 all as we click under 5 minutes to play in this second quarter. Amendola gets across the timeline, doesn't realize that double team is behind her. She fights out of a tie-up and a travel call. And Layla Wright going to check back in for South Fayette. After going up 14-11, it's a 6-3 run here for Archbishop Wood to pull even at 17 all. Carter and Vieira, a little wrestling match going on. Three ball near side. Nows finds the range. Now second tray of the game. And Wood back in front, 20-17. Defense extended. Wright fights her way out of that. Able to feed it across. LaRue ends up low block. Try to pass it out. Stolen by Topekas. Oh, South Fayette had a two-on-one there. Rex Road and LaRue and just couldn't make it work. Battle for the loose ball. Now sends up with it and throws it out of bounds. Well, they're going to rule that that was touched by South Fayette. Timeout. Archbishop Wood going to take a timeout. 4:04 to play. Opening half. Wood 20, South Fayette 17. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
First official timeout used by either team. 30-second timeout taken by Archbishop Wood head coach Mike McDonald. Didn't get a good look at the replay on the Giant board here at the Giant Center as to whether South Fayette touched that ball. Officials talk for a second, and the call stands with it being South Fayette basketball, Archbishop Wood basketball. Ryan Carter being instructed now to tuck her jersey in. And Carter takes the inbound feed. Vieira tries to fight through a screen. Now Carter, high post jumper, good. She's got 14 here in the first half. It is a 9-0 run for Archbishop Wood to lead 22-17, and it all really started with the defensive pressure out in the midcourt. All alone underneath is Rex Road. Takes it out front. Rex Road misses the shot in tight. Rebound. Wood up the floor. And now Carter's going to take it. Kick it from the top of the key to Pecos. Got feet going too soon before starting to dribble. and we come to the media timeout. Archbishop Wood on a 9-0 run over the final, over the last about 4 minutes. South Fayette hasn't scored at least for the last couple of minutes. We're going to the media timeout. 22-17 Archbishop Wood in the lead, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
It's a 9-0 run for Archbishop Wood. That actually spanned about a minute and a half. South Fayette led 17-13 all the way down to 5.5 minutes to go. South Fayette hasn't scored since 2 minutes later. But Archbishop Wood has put up 9 points. And South Fayette has had a couple of two-on-ones and not gotten any points out of either one of them. Odeker on the wing, bring it across. LaRue, and now to Wright, looking inside. Oldicker setting a little picket fence there, and Wright drives and scores her first points of the game. 22-19, Wood plus three. As we approach 3 minutes to play in our first half. Great to have you along tonight here on WJPA FM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network. Drive by Carter, kicked to the corner for three, won't go. Now misses, or rather Finnegan misses the three. And Layla Wright rebounds, wanted to go coast to coast, but good hustle back by Sophia McDonald. Three ball in flight, hard off the back rim, no follow by Lamondi, and the ball comes clear out to the free throw circle. Now brings it up the near sideline, sends Carter through, give it off to McDonald between the circles. McDonald comes to the left wing, wanted to go back to Seckinger, well covered, but gets it to Carter into the paint, back out to Seckinger. And now a reset. Carter, three-point line, work it around. Nouse put it on the deck, got by Wright, who has two fouls. Nouse misses the lay-in, rebound tipped up the lane. It's grabbed there by Sierra Rexroad. 22-19, South Fayette down three to Archbishop Wood. Nine-time PIAA champion Archbishop Wood, including four in a row. Ball into the right wing. It's Lamondi looking inside. Will switch off on that pick. Dribble drive by Rexroad. Cut off. Take it back out to the midcourt area and reset this offensive set. Lamondi, the 5'8 junior, picks up the dribble. Feed it into traffic. Odeker, nice look away. Take it to the rack and score. Ryan Odeker's first points of the game. Comes with a minute and a half to play in the first half. Ryan Odeker, who averages 12, gets her first deuce. Carter right at the midcourt line on the front side, down the lane. Shot pulls up short, gets her own rebound again, puts it back up. That won't go. Rebound tipped out onto the wing. Into the paint. Trouble there for McDonald. Feed it off. Now loaded up a three but didn't take it. Ball goes through and a late foul call on Juliet LaRue. Was stumbling and went right down the back of Michaela Finnegan. Juliet LaRue guilty of her first foul, team second in this quarter. Ella Vieira going to check back in for South Fayette. Odeker going to go out. And looks like Layla Wright going to sit as well with her two fouls. Vikings get the ball inbounds up top to Nouse. And now to Carter. Vieira's on her. Little jab step, and now back up, set up a dribble. Topekas goes through. Carter, spinorama, kick it out. Ball around the perimeter. Topekas to Nouse. 45 seconds to play in the half. Up top, it's McDonald. Dribble through a couple of defenders, keep the dribble alive. Ball to Topekas on the near wing. Wanted Carter to go through, was going to feed it to her on the bounce there. Topekas takes it back, directing traffic, finds a cutter. It's McDonald, missed a bunny. Rebound, Rex Road for South Fayette. Chance to take the lead. 22-21, Archbishop Wood in front. LaRue, feed it back out. LaMondi, 15 seconds to play. Lions are going to work it for the final shot. Double team comes. Dribble picked up. Rex Road across the paint. LaRue lay in. This time the Lions get it to go and take the 23-22 lead. Carter launches from half court. Good length, but off the mark. And the teams head to the locker room. Beautiful pass play. Rex Road and LaRue. This time they got it through, got the shot, got it to go. And South Fayette takes a one-point lead into the locker room against the four-time defending PIAA champions. 23-22, South Fayette in front. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Here's the first half stat of the game for you. The two teams have combined for three, count them, one, two, three foul shots. And the Lions have taken all three. Haley LaMondi finishing an old-fashioned three-point play with a foul shot make in the first quarter. And Juliet LaRue hitting one of two on a trip to the charity line in the early part of the second quarter, and I mean early part, first 25 seconds there. Lions had built a 17-13 lead, actually an 11-5 lead in the first quarter, six-point margin, the Lions' biggest. They went from down 2-0 to up 11-5, so an 11-3 run for South Fayette there. Fast forward to the middle part of the second quarter where it was 17-13 Lions with 6 minutes to play in the half, but a 9-0 run over a two-minute stretch, or maybe not even quite 2 minutes for Archbishop Wood. That 9-0 run gave them the lead at 20-17, eventually 22-17, but South Fayette answers it with a 6-0 run to close the first half and the 23-22 lead. South Fayette here for just the second time. We told you Archbishop Wood, since joining the PIAA and first making the championship game in 2010. South Fayette, or Archbishop Wood rather, has only missed making the championship game twice. Nine titles in that stretch. And three of those championships have been won against WPIL teams, Indiana in 2010, Trinity out of Washington in 2017, and then South Fayette here 2 years ago. That seven-point margin, the narrowest of the nine championship game scores for Archbishop Wood. Three runners-up finish for the Vikings to Blackhawk in 2014 and 2015, and to Mars 3 years later. I want to say thanks again. Dan Strawhecker here at the Giant Center, Lindsey Barna, Bob Lombardi, Mark Byers, and the rest of the executive staff for PIAA. We have spent quite a bit of time in conversations over the last 3 weeks and certainly appreciate the availability, the accessibility, and the candor that we have always enjoyed with PIAA executive staff and certainly under the leadership of Dr. Bob Lombardi, and so we really appreciate that. Our thanks to our production arm and partners for our video production, which we're not able to do video here tonight because of PIAA's agreements with the PCN, Pennsylvania Cable Network, and NFHS Network. But we have everything we had, with the exception of the WPIL finals and the PIAA championship game tonight, we have been able to feed for you on video, a regular season and playoffs all the way through, with the exception of those championship games. And we certainly appreciate Jason Tennant, Nate Rigotti for all of their work, and our outstanding WJPA Sports Network crew, guys that have and gals that have run cameras, have handled production, have carried equipment, have run score bugs, et cetera, et cetera. 40-plus playoff games we've had a hand in the basketball season this year, and by far the most that we have ever done, and we certainly have enjoyed it every step of the way. We're at the half of the final broadcast of the 24-25 basketball season for the WJPA Sports Network. And South Fayette, 16 minutes away from their first ever girls basketball championship, and trying to stop history in the making as well. We'll check quarter scoring, some individual numbers for you, and all of that there when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Calusi Chevrolet is family owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We are a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at calusi.com.
Warchill Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Warchill and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know, people you trust. Warchill Funeral Home off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of the South Fayette Lions.
South Fayette, 13-11 advantage in the opening quarter. Archbishop Wood, 11-10 scoring advantage in the second. That's how we're at 23-22 South Fayette at the end of the first half. Ryan Carter, the super sophomore for Archbishop Wood, leading all scores. She has 14. Emily Naus has hit a couple of three balls, one in each quarter. She has six. Sophia McDonald with a second look at a bucket, got that second chance to go in after the Lions had turned the ball over. That is the total scoring for Archbishop Wood. 14 for Carter, 6 for Naus, and 2 for Sophia McDonald. Archbishop Wood has not taken a foul shot to this point. For the Lions, Juliet LaRue with 7 points, 4 in the first, 3 in the second. Haley Lamondi with 6 points in the game, 3 in each quarter. Sierra Rexrode with 4, all in the first, and 2 points apiece for Layla Wright, Alexa Ankrum, and Ryan Oldaker. Oldaker had 9 points in the championship loss to Archbishop Wood 2 years ago here, and just 2 points here in the early going. Great to have you along. We certainly appreciate you tuning in and joining us tonight. Appreciate the work of Dave Anthony, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. And I promise as soon as we're done here, we'll get you back into the basement. And some of those songs that you are going to greatly enjoy. Mentioned Ryan Carter, the super sophomore, just received an offer from North Carolina, among a bunch of other major college offers. ESPNW has her listed as the 8th best sophomore in the country. And she has done nothing tonight to make me dispute the work of the self-proclaimed worldwide leader in sports. Buzzer has sounded. Teams clear the floor, and we're just about ready for the second half. 23-22, South Fayette plus one. We had opening quarter, one tie, three lead changes. Had a second tie and two more lead changes in that second quarter. And if you're South Fayette, when the game ends, you want the lead change number to be an odd number because Archbishop Wood scored first. Folks here at the Giant Center getting a treat to that work of Ryan Carter. Dribble work and drive to the basket. We are underway, second half. Carter throws it away, took it into the side of the lane and tried to find Michaela Finnegan. Finnegan stepped right and the pass went over where she was just a moment ago, over her head. And I'm not sure if she was standing where she was originally, that she was going to be able to get it anyway. Layla Wright, give it off to Lamondi. Crossover, trouble with the dribble, able to keep it alive. We'll scoop out to LaRue. Pass just gets through to Oedeker. Got an opening down the lane. Shot partially blocked, and we are going to get a blocking foul. Emma Seckinger going to pick up her second foul, and Ryan Oedeker going to the free throw line to shoot. First foul, obviously, in the second half. Oedeker, an 81% free throw shooter on the season. First shot good. Looked right out of her hands like it might be too strong, but high arcing rainbow type shot. Dropped in by gravity. Second one is too strong. And Nouse rebounds it. And now a travel call. Hassled there by Juliet LaRue. And Nouse called for a travel. 24-22. South Fayette with the 2-point lead and the basketball at the baseline. Oedeker to key the inbound play. Ball into the paint. LaRue's shot off the window and home. Juliet LaRue has nine. South Fayette up four, 26-22. Carter on the dribble. Double screen. Bring it to Topekas in the corner, trying to dribble toward the lane. Hand off shot. Out of control is the Seckinger, and the Lions control the miss. LaRue lob ahead. Lamondi pick it up, needs help, feed it out. Layla Wright will save that at the Giant Center logo. Wright working against Seckinger. Spinorama, stop, travel. Yeah, you got to go right back up with that. Picked up the dribble and took the two steps and it just stood right there. She goes right back up. She's going to get away with that, but the Lions turn it right back over. 26-22, South Fayette plus four on Archbishop Wood. Ball to Carter. Carter put it on the deck. Wright flops over backwards. Carter feeds it back out. It's Seckinger. And right back to Carter. Wright trying to draw a charge possibly. Carter into the paint. Little scoop won't go. Rebound grabbed by LaRue and nearly had it stolen. And it's going to be South Fayette ball on the far side. LaRue dribbling in tight quarters. Fortunate for South Fayette, able to keep the ball. 6:33 to play. Third quarter, 26-22. South Fayette currently on a 9-0 run. Answering the 9-point run that the Vikings had. Beautiful shot down low. Oedeker catch and score. And South Fayette matches their biggest lead of the game, 28-22. On the left wing, now pushing her way open against LaRue. Get the ball to the side of the lane. It's Seckinger. Oh, turnaround jumper rolls off the rim. Layla Wright rebounds the miss by Nouse. Wright get it in the front court. South Fayette with the ball and a 6-point lead. 5:50 to play, third quarter. Carter out to guard Wright. Ball goes off to Rexroad. Down the lane. Shot is blocked. just going to be called an out-of-bounds play. Seckinger gave no ground whatsoever and got that shot block and knocked it out of bounds. Inbound in the paint, LaRue can't get the shot to go. Rebound tipped around. Nice job there to keep it alive. LaRue's shot pulls it up way short. I'm not sure if that shot was blocked or not. Sophia McDonald checked in on that last stoppage. Lines a couple of looks, and now a steal. Wright saw the pass coming to Carter. Wright for the lay-in. Count it. 4 points for Layla Wright. South Fayette extends now to a 13-0 run. Nearly a steal. And Carter is shaken up again. Earlier it was the right ankle. This time it looks like the left side. Yep, now holding her left knee. Had a problem with the right calf or ankle in the first half. And action stopped. Great job there by Layla Wright to see that pass coming and picked it off. And I think Carter crashed into the stanchion. And because of the stoppage, Carter is going to have to come out. Emma Seckinger is going to check in. Athletic trainers and coach Mike McDonald dealing with Ryan Carter. But South Fayette now is on a 13-0 run against Archbishop Wood. The Vikings have not scored since 25 seconds before the media timeout in that second quarter. At the time, they had gone up 22-17. So at that time, up plus five, have not scored now. So that was just under 4 minutes left in that quarter. We've just over 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. So we're almost 7 minutes since Archbishop Wood last scored. And Ryan Carter is making her way to the Archbishop Wood bench. And I think athletic trainer is going to take her a little further away so they can walk and try to stretch this out. Wood with a basketball. We click under 5:10 remaining here in the third quarter. Topakis now handling things up top. Ball goes to Nouse. Nouse try to assert herself here, trying to back in, step around. Nouse, finger roll won't go. Rebound of the miss. Grabbed by the Lions. And now Wood's going to extend their pressure defense out to the midcourt area. Oedeker, a little flip off, give that ball to Lamondi. Down the right side of the lane and score it. Haley Lamondi has eight. South Fayette, 15-point run, 4:35 remaining in this third quarter. 32-22, South Fayette plus 10 on the four-time defending state champions. Finnegan to Nouse, directing traffic. Lions staying right down around the three-point arc defensively. McDonald brings it back to Nouse. Nouse dribble. Shot partially blocked, but going to be a foul. And I think the Lions are worried about whichever it's going to be. If it's on the front side, it's going to be Layla Wright. It's on the back side, it's going to be Oedeker. That is her third. First foul of the second half. Free throws coming. First shot good. First foul shots of the game for Archbishop Wood. Emily Nouse hits the first. Here's a couple of three-pointers. 4:13 to play, third quarter. First points in almost 8 full minutes for Archbishop Wood. Second shot by Nouse good. 32-24. South Fayette plus 8. Right. Trying to spin around. A little push shot off the rim won't go. Rebound kept alive. Put back for Rexrow won't go. And a rebound grabbed by Nouse. Held ball. Possession arrow, South Fayette. First held ball of the game. And South Fayette's going to take it. But first, a media timeout here in the Giant Center. South Fayette explosion here to open the third. The Lions ripping off 9 straight points before those couple of foul shots for Archbishop Wood. We go to the media timeout. South Fayette 32, Archbishop Wood 24. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
South Fayette ball under their attacking basket, 32-24. Lions with the lead. 3:59 to play, third quarter. Inbound goes clear up top. Layla Wright trying to blow by Topekas. Good recovery there. Handoff, tough one there for Vieira trying to fight out. And boy, the Lions give the ball right back on a tie-up here. It's not a good play coming out of the extended timeout. Just 7 seconds off the clock, and the Lions give the ball up. Archbishop Wood still on the bench. Ryan Carter, leading scorer in the ball game with 14. She is trying to run off. Athletic trainers watching her do that, and there is no confidence whatsoever in that gait from Ryan Carter. And significant limp. Shot put up, won't go for Naus. Rolled it off the rim. Ella Vieira with the rebounds for South Fayette. Situation like this we saw earlier where Wood cranked up the extended defensive pressure with traps. The Lions so far avoid that. Vieira almost lost the ball twice. Saved by LaRue. Euro step, shot up and in. Juliet LaRue has 11. Thirty-four, 24. South Fayette plus 10 again. Second time they've been at plus 10. McDonald trying to get by Lamondi. Can't do that. Topekas. Bring the ball near side. Naus, long three-pointer. It's over the top of the iron. Rebound cleared by LaRue. Lions 3-on-4. LaRue waits for help and finds Layla Wright almost overthrew her. And now the handoff to Lamondi. Picks up her dribble. Get the ball to the free throw circle. LaRue, nice drop, step, and score. Juliet LaRue taking over. 6 points here in the quarter. South Fayette up a dozen. 2:10 to play in the third. Double dribble on Naus. Archbishop Wood, who has blown people out in the state playoffs in particular. Wins of 45, 26, 34, and 33. The Vikings find themselves down a dozen as we click under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Right, the ball on the right wing to Rexrode. Put it on the deck, take it to the hoop. Shot hit the side of the backboard. But then the rebound stolen by Vieira. Took it right away from Yogis. South Fayette will reset. Lamondi guarded by Seckinger. Lamondi behind the back. Finds Layla Wright cutting. Tried to pass it off. Too tough and couldn't handle it. And now a held ball. Possession arrow. South Fayette. Lions make a couple of mistakes there and they get to keep the possession. Ella Vieira telling the teammates, slow down. And Ryan Carter back on the floor for Archbishop Wood. 1:37 to play in the third. The inbound will go to Sierra Rexrode and now to LaRue. They get right side. Lamondi Cross court pass to right, top of the key. Stop and go, back it up now. Right looking for somebody that she thinks should be somewhere that they're not. Hand off on the dribble, Lamondi. Will bounce by Vieira, take it into the traffic, ball stripped. Tried to go through a double team. And Ella Vieira, the 5'10 freshman, lost the handle. Ryan Carter with the ball in hand. A little high step through the paint. Put it off the back of the rim. That won't go. Rebound Lamondi. No field goals for Archbishop Wood in 11 minutes. Layla Wright going to back up to the midcourt. See if Archbishop Wood lets the Lions park it here. Carter coming out a little bit. She does not have that jump that we saw earlier. Right now, closely guarded, trying to get free of Carter. Picks it up, bring it across to Lamondi. Restart this. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. 36-24, South Bay at plus 12. Last field goal for Archbishop Wood was just under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Wright backs away again from Carter. Clock down to 15 seconds to go. Carter can't stay with Wright. Reset it. Now under 10. Layla Wright going to go here. Crossover. Ball knocked loose. Carter ends up with it. 2-1. Stop. Pop. Shot off the window. Won't go. The Lions kill a bunch of time and almost give up a bucket. But explosive third quarter for South Fayette. Lions 36, Archbishop Wood 24 after 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Cannot tell you how much we appreciate the support of our sponsors. Make it possible for us to do what we do. And as I mentioned, 40-plus playoff basketball games on the WJPA Sports Network this year. 36-24, South Fayette outscoring Archbishop Wood 13-2 in that third quarter. It has been 12 minutes since Wood last scored a field goal. Their only points in the second, a couple of foul shot makes by Emily Nouse. Ryan Carter, give the ball to Nouse outside the right elbow. Seckinger trying to fight her way through the paint. Wright had her cut off. Nouse on the dribble, goes far side. Give it to Carter, trying to back down LaRue. Push off, spinorama, shot won't go, but a foul going to be called on Juliet LaRue. That will be her second. Game officials have a tough job there, but chose to disregard the push-off and call the hack on the arm. The push-off by the ball handler and the hack on the arm by the defender. Ryan Carter at the foul line can't get the first one to stay. That one hit the rim, spun around off the window and out. Archbishop Wood, 2 of 3 at the line. That's just their third foul shot attempt of the game. Carter gets 1 of 2. She has 15 points. That's her first point since the opening half. Now full court extended pressure. Oedeker needs help. Long pass into trouble. Picked off. And now a foul on LaRue. She's got two quick ones here in the fourth quarter. Lions look to have been caught off guard. And Brian Bennett, and he's saying, that's on me. That's my fault. He looked like the Lions got caught unaware that that press might be coming and weren't set to handle it. 36-25, South Fayette up 11. Carter goes cross court. Three ball in flight for Finnegan off the iron. Won't go. And Wright grabs the rebound. Blocked out a couple of would-be rebounders from Archbishop Wood. Wright now circles to the midcourt. Lions killed about a minute on their previous possession, but could not even get a shot. And Wright finds a cutter. It's Lamondi at the free throw line. Back out to Wright. Now to Oedeker on the right side. To Pekas out to guard her. Bounce pass. LaRue. Oedeker. Three ball in flight. It's good. First tray of the game. 37th of the season for Ryan Oedeker. 39-25. South Fayette in the lead. Carter up the floor. Gets a screen from Naus. Push off. Step into the paint. Knock another defender down and miss the shot. And then crashes down to tip the rebound but can't get it. A lot of contact allowed by the offensive player there, Ryan Carter, but the Lions come out with the basketball. 6:20 to play in the fourth. Wright trying to blow by Topekas. Dribble handoff. Lamondi. Oedeker fumbles the ball. Saves it, though. Throws it up top. It goes to Rex Road and now to the right side to Layla Wright. Ryan Oedeker playing safety valve. Wright on the dribble, trying to blow by Seckinger. Take it to the top of the key. LaRue to Oedeker in the corner. Crossover. Got by Naus. Take it out front. Little push shot. Rolls off the rim. Won't go. Naus rebounds the miss. Here comes Archbishop Wood. Give the ball to Carter. Euro step. Hit the iron on the way up. That won't go. Rebound grabbed by Seckinger. To Pekas Spinarama. Lost the handle out of bounds, but going to be ruled last touch by South Fayette. Oh, helter-skelter both ways. Substitution. Emma Yogis checks in for Archbishop Wood. 5:38 to play in the fourth. 39-25, South Fayette plus 14. Catch and shoot. Naus gets it to lay on the iron and drop home. She's got 10 in the game. First field goal in almost 16 minutes. Timeout, South Fayette. 5:27 to play. First timeout of the game for the Lions. They're going to use a 30-second timeout. And we'll grab one as well here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Calusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Calusi.com.
14 and a half minutes between field goals for Archbishop Wood. The only scoring they had in the second half until that bucket by Naus. Couple of foul shots in the third quarter by Naus and one earlier in this quarter by Ryan Carter. Each team has used one 30-second timeout. Each team has four timeouts remaining. We have the media timeout sometime in about 90 seconds or thereabouts. South Fayette with the basketball. LaRue gets across the timeline, avoids a double team. The ball is knocked out of bounds, touched by Ryan Carter right at the South Fayette bench. Inbound, Haley Lamondi. Long diagonal pass, Layla Wright takes that. She'll go back diagonally into the corner to Rex Road. LaRue, catch and shoot a three. It's short. Rebound comes up the lane. Ryan Carter gets it. Lamondi back to try to defend, and a push off. Not going to be the shot's not going to count. They're going to call the foul on Layla Wright. And again, Ryan Carter with the forearm extended there. Going to get away with it. Third foul on Layla Wright. Third foul on South Fayette in this quarter. Wow. Everybody here at the Giant Center just got a really good look at that push-off. Hard shove by Ryan Carter. And she has been much more aggressive in that regard here after coming back from her second injury stoppage. Ball goes out to Naus as we click under 5 minutes to play. 39-27. Carter, spinorama, jumper up and good. Ryan Carter has 17, trying to take over. And timeout, Archbishop Wood, 39-29, 4:47 to play in the game. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Wartchell Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wartchell and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know, people you trust. Wartchell Funeral Home off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. A proud sponsor of the South Fayette Lions.
4:47 to play in the fourth. South Fayette 39, Archbishop Wood 29. The big difference, the 13-2 third quarter by South Fayette. Lions will have the basketball, but now Archbishop Wood gonna show full court pressure. Oldicker will inbound. Oldicker takes the feed back from LaRue. Those two will work it up the floor. Pass to the near side. Too tall for Lamondi. It's going to go out of bounds. Seckinger and Finnegan go back out. Yogis and McDonald back on the floor for Archbishop Wood. Vikings trying to put a run together here. Carter stop, walk down the lane, shot challenged by Wright. Carter rebounds and puts her own miss back in. She has taken a couple of offensive boards. The South Fayette margin is trimmed to 8. Right across the timeline. Lions here in this second half, after building that 12-point lead, have been much more passive on the offensive side. Wright finds Oedeker, catch and score underneath. Ryan Oedeker with 10. 41-31. Click under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. South Fayette plus 10. Oedeker with 10. She had 9 when these two teams met 2 years ago. Steal attempt, and LaRue ends up with the loose ball. Wright takes the pass. Wright's going to circle into the midcourt area. Now South to guard her. Hands on the hip. Wright keeps it alive. Feed it back out. Lamondi. And a South Fayette timeout, I think. 3:37 to play. Full timeout for the Lions. Brian Bennett did not like the looks of that possession. So we'll take a timeout as well. 3:37 to play in the fourth. South Fayette 41. Archbishop Wood 31 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
South Fayette ball after the timeout. Inbound goes to Layla Wright out near the midcourt circle. And she's trying to shake free of Michaela Finnegan. Ball knocked loose. Ball to Juliet LaRue now. Carter trying to stay with her. LaRue down the side of the lane. He'll lob it back out. Oedeker with the ball now. Hands on her by Topekas. LaRue. Oedeker looked at a three, doesn't take it. Lamondi inside the arc. Underneath, all alone, is Rex Rhodes for the lay-in. Sierra Rex Rhodes has 6 first points since the opening quarter. Next whistle will get our media timeout, but we're down to 2:50 to play. 12-point South Fayette lead. Carter has to pull up short. LaRue in the road. LaRue rebounds the miss and get the ball to Lamondi. Carter tried to foul her, and then a bad pass by Layla Wright. Ball goes out of bounds. And that will take us to the media timeout. 2:36 to play, fourth quarter. South Fayette 43, Archbishop Wood 31. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
2:35 to play. South Fayette up 43-31. Lions at their bench to inbound. Ball cuts through to LaRue. Find Oldaker. She'll weave through traffic. Ryan Carter out trying to stay with Oldaker. Reach in. Crossover behind the back by Oldaker. Got to get rid of it. Closely guarded count was going. Lamondi now with the ball and a grab by Emily Naus. It's going to be the first foul on Naus, the first foul on Archbishop Wood in this quarter. So the Lions able to take 18 seconds off with that possession. Naus with 10 points. Inbound to Lamondi. Topekas out to guard her. Lamondi reverse it to Topekas. Trying to stay with her. Lob pass to Layla Wright. Has Naus on her. And Naus, or excuse me, that's Finnegan. And Finnegan going to be called for her second foul. Second foul of the quarter on Archbishop Wood. We're down to 2 minutes remaining in regulation. South Fayette 43-31 lead. Led by one at the half. An 11-point margin in the third quarter. The difference in the ball game. Oedeker's inbound into backcourt. LaRue will go get it there. Crossover, trying to get rid of Carter. Carter gets the steal, and Carter going for the lay-in, lays it up. Carter has 21 points. Lions just a little too much dribbling. Oedeker double-teamed in backcourt. And a hand-check foul going to be called. That's three fouls on Archbishop Wood. Down to 1:42 to play. And now South Fayette will call a timeout after the foul. Now the official stats have not posted the foul. In fact, maybe the discussion may be that there was not a foul. If I'm reading this correctly, just going to go to the South Fayette 30-second timeout with 1:42 to play and not the hand check foul. That's South Fayette's third timeout, if my reading is correct, indeed. So they have two remaining. And again, was not a foul call. Well, there was a foul call, but that was waved off when the other official ruled that there was a timeout beforehand. So South Fayette to inbound. 1:42 to play in the game. Oedeker, got to get it in. Rexrode, the target. Rexrode on her seat, able to hand it off to Oedeker. Pass ahead to Lamondi across the timeline. She's double-teamed, trying to fight her way out of there. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be South Fayette ball. This pressure caused the Lions trouble in the middle part of the second quarter. And now going to inbound it again. Get the ball into Lamondi right at the midcourt stripe, trying to get Topekas off of her. And Topekas guilty of her third foul. That now is three fouls on Archbishop Wood. Head coach Mike McDonald wanting a backcourt violation, but again, there is no backcourt. And now a warning to Mike McDonald about where he is on the floor outside the coach's box. On a throw-in, there is no backcourt. There is no line until the ball has been possessed on the floor. Lob ahead. Lamondi didn't catch it cleanly, but finds a cutter behind. Juliette LaRue with the lay-in. She's got 15. 45-33. Lions plus 12 again. 115 and counting remaining in the ballgame. Archbishop Wood came in as the four-time defending PIAA champion, trying to win their 10th all-time. Carter trying to help that to happen. Carter scores off the window, cuts the margin back to 10. 105 to play. Timeout Archbishop Wood. 45-35 South Fayette in front. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Calusi Chevrolet is family owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at Calusi.com.
Warchill Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Warchill and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know, people you trust. Warchill Funeral Home off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of the South Fayette Lions.
Each team now with two timeouts remaining. 65 seconds remain in the 5A girls state championship game. South Fayette with a 10-point lead and the basketball. Inbound goes to Lamondi. Topekas on her. Give the ball to Oldaker. She tries to dribble through a double team and is fouled by Nouse. That is the second foul on Nouse. The fourth foul on Archbishop Wood. 60 seconds remain in regulation. This time, Oedeker will key it in, and she has to hold her spot. Layla Wright goes out. Ella Vieira, the freshman, checks in. Oedeker cannot run the baseline this time. Vieira takes the inbound feed. Wrap it back to Oedeker. Jump pass ahead intended for Lamondi. Goes by Carter. Saved on the far sideline. And that's going to give the ball to Archbishop Wood. 54 seconds to play. Lions turn the ball over. Now checking in is Emma Yogis. It's like a hockey match here. Players coming from the over the boards and checking in. Archbishop Wood down 10. South Fayette's been able to play with a 12. Lead did get down to 8 with about 4:20 to play, and an offensive foul. This time Ryan Carter got caught and knocked down Layla Wright. And a foul called on Carter. 45 seconds to play. Substitutions again, clearing the boards. Oh, and now I think Archbishop Woods is going to run the surrender flag up the pole, went all the way to the end of the bench. Mike McDonald, with four consecutive PIAA championships, has just gone deep on the bench, unless this is simply for fouling purposes. Lions get the ball inbounds. Addison Payne does not foul. 40 seconds remaining. South Fayette avenged the loss to Peters Township in the WPIL Finals in the state tournament, and now about to avenge a loss 2 years ago in the state championship game. Going to take out the four-time defending champion, Archbishop Wood Vikings. Timeout, South Fayette 22 seconds to play. South Fayette 45, Archbishop Wood 35. We're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Wartchell Funeral Home is Bridgeville's only locally owned funeral home. Dave Wartchell and Bob Longo offer a full range of funeral services in a spacious, elegant facility on Washington Pike. To discuss pre-need arrangements or for caring service in a time of immediate need, call 412-221-3333. People you know, people you trust. Wartchell Funeral Home off the Bridgeville exit of I-79, a proud sponsor of the South Fayette Lions.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Smiles on the face of the South Fayette players. They know what is about to happen. Alexa Ankrum takes the feed inbounds into the backcourt area. Juliet LaRue, pass is tipped away and picked off. Down the lane for a layup that is missed is Addison Payne. Fight to get the loose ball out of there. The Vikings end up with it. And a lay-in goes. And the horn sounds. The ball game is over. South Fayette getting a little sloppy late, but had that as much as a 14-point lead at one point in the fourth quarter. And South Fayette, your PIAA 5A girls champions, knocking off the four-time defending champs. 45-37, South Fayette, an 8-point win. We'll recap it for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll recognize our player of the game. Let's get your recap. Back and forth opening quarter. Tie, three lead changes. South Fayette had a 13-11 lead at the end of one. 11-3 run for the Lions early in that. Gave them, at the time, a six-point lead. Led 17-13 2 minutes into the second, but then really the only extended offensive output for South Fayette, for Archbishop Wood happened then over the next 2 minutes. A 9-0 run for the Vikings. But South Fayette responded, closing the quarter on a 6-0 run to lead 23-22. That 6-0 run extended out to 15 straight points for South Fayette, building a 10-point lead as we approach the media timeout. The only points in the second quarter for Archbishop Wood, a couple of foul shot makes by Emily Naus. And they had not had a field goal since just under 4 minutes remaining in the first half. So 4 minutes of the second quarter, the entire third quarter without a field goal, and finally get a field goal 2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. Well, I think I did the math, 14 and a half minutes between field goals for Archbishop Wood. Meanwhile, South Fayette continued to play at arm's length, led 36-24 after three, pushed it to a 14-point margin early in the fourth quarter on a three ball by Ryan Oldaker, and that gave South Fayette really all they would need. Little mini run, 6-point run for Archbishop Wood over the next minute and a half, cut their deficit down to 8, but South Fayette controlled the rest of the way. A little sloppy with the ball, but got three more field goals, and that was more than enough. The 45-37 victory for South Fayette. Individual scoring, Ryan Carter of Archbishop Wood leading the way. She had 23 points, twice went out with injuries, once to her right ankle and then once to her left knee. Was not the same player after that when she came back out and tried to go and went the rest of the way, but just was not the same spark plug fireball that we had seen earlier. But 23 points, including 9 in that fourth quarter as she tried to lead the team back. But Emily Nouse also in double figures with 10, but nobody else with more than a couple of points. Sophia McDonald with a deuce, Ryan Presbyoski with a two-pointer right just before the buzzer. Nobody else scored for Archbishop Wood. I'm going to share a sad note with South Fayette fans here. We got word earlier this week that that longtime basketball high school and college coach John Eunice has passed away. And I mentioned that tonight because John Eunice, obviously, through the Yater family, tied in heavily at South Fayette. Laney Yater, part of this late run of South Fayette. Daughter Lynn Eunice, and we certainly pass our condolences there. But there was a game in Eunice's early head coaching career at Washington where some sharpshooter was from a team was coming in, and I remember a conversation asking if how they were going to try to stop this guy, and I remember Coach Eunice answering, "Who says we are? If he can score enough by himself to win the game, then they're going to win the game. But we don't think everybody else is going to be able to find their way to the scoring column." And I don't know that that was Brian Bennett's philosophy tonight. But Ryan Carter with 23. Emily Nouse had 10. And nobody else with more than 2. And only 2 of those players got points. So nobody else really helped out. And South Fayette got balanced scoring across the board. Juliet LaRue with 15. Ryan Oldaker with 10. I have 8 for Haley Lamondi, 6 for Sierra Rexrode, and 4 for Layla Wright. South Fayette, your PIAA 5A girls basketball champions. First time ever, the South Fayette Lions winning the PIAA girls basketball championship. And they stop Archbishop Wood from winning their 5th straight. They currently share 4 straight titles, also done by Allentown Central Catholic, but could not write their name in the books all by themselves because of the South Fayette Lions. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Two seniors on this South Fayette squad, Sierra Rexrode, who saw plenty of action tonight. Rexrode, 28 of the 32 minutes, finished the game with 6 points, also had 6 rebounds. Congratulations to Rexrode, and she able to get the PIAA championship. Alexa Ankrum did not see nearly as much action, just 4 minutes on the night. Ankrum did have a field goal for South Fayette tonight. And we'll finish with a PIAA champion. But outstanding work up and down the ledger Let me just share a few other numbers, and then I'll name a player of the game. Juliet LaRue, 15 points, 7 boards. Ryan Oldaker, 10 points, and a couple of rebounds. Mentioned Rex Rhodes, 6-6 on the night tonight. Layla Wright, 4 points, 5 boards, and steal each for Wright. LaRue, 2 steals for LaMondi. How about Haley LaMondi's night with 8 points tonight? Also added 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a couple of steals. That's a pretty efficient job tonight as South Fayette wins the PIAA championship. I'm going to go with our player of the game to 5'10 junior Ryan Oldaker with her 10 points tonight and handling things when things may have gotten a little hot. Ryan Oldaker with a 3 and a 2 in that fourth quarter and a big part of that 13-2 run in the third. And Ryan Oldaker, our CCBC Washington County College Center player of the game. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Coverage also brought to you in part by the Wortschel Funeral Home in Bridgeville, proudly supporting the South Fayette Lions. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. WJPA's coverage of NCAA March Madness continues tomorrow with a pair of men's regional finals plus women's regional finals action on Monday. A big thank you to Jason Tennant and Nate Rigotti, our production partners who make the WJPA Sports Network possible, and to all of our production crew along the way with 40-plus WPIL and PIAA basketball playoffs this year, all since Valentine's Day back in mid-February. Our thanks to head coaches Brian Bennett and Mike McDonald, to the PIAA executive staff, to Dan Strawhecker and the entire crew here at the Giant Center, and to our downtown Washington producer, Dave Anthony. From the Giant Center in Hershey, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the PIAA 5A Girls Championship game, your final score, South Fayette 45, Archbishop Wood 37. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.